The Wall of Honor display is an opportunity for anyone who's a veteran or who has a family member of a veteran of any era who wants to display a personal photo of a loved one in uniform. We have a board positioned outside the Veterans Resource Station at the University Center 131. So we'd really like to collect a sufficient number of photos to create a photo collage or perhaps a virtual slideshow.
There's also a Fill the Boot campaign on campus to benefit military personnel and family lounge at CVG. What kinds of items are they looking for that?
First, I need to let everybody know that the Help Fill the Boot campaign is a collective effort that's sponsored by our student veteran organization, the Norse Vets, Phi Alpha Theta International Academic Honor Society, and Scott High School. Donations, as you said, are going to the Military Personnel Family Lounge at Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport, the VA Medical Center, and the Joseph House for the first time in Cincinnati. So we're looking for donations of individually wrapped snacks like candy bars, crackers, chips, grooming supplies such as toothpaste, toothbrushes, or shaving creams. Donations can be made here at the Veterans Resource Station in University 131 on the NKU campus.
You've got activities planned over several days leading up to Veterans Day. What's on the agenda?
On Saturday, November 9th, we're participating in the 2013 DAV 5K run to honor veterans. That's going to be down at Yeatman's Cove Park. On Monday, then, November 11th, which is Veterans Day, there's going to be a flag raising and a wreath laying ceremony. And then later at 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., there's a public screening of the welcome film in Otto Budig Theater at the University Center. Tuesday, there is a military history lecture. It's entitled From Combat Warriors to Veteran Leaders. There'll also be a uniform and memorabilia display, and we will have a reception in the University Center following the military history lecture. Finally, on Wednesday, there's a Democracy Square Live event. The conversation that will be about is why men and women join the military. It's a conversation and a free lunch. So we encourage all students and the community to join in the conversation.
This year, NKU has been recognized again as a military-friendly school, and you've opened this new Veterans Resource Station in the University Center. What are you doing here for veteran students, and why do they stop in?
Well, it's an opportunity really to meet and socialize with other veterans and connect. You know, the whole idea of having the Veterans Resource Station in the University Center goes back to the Student Success Center initiative. We're here to help veterans connect with the resources that they need, whatever it may be, to help them enroll, to be admitted to the university, and then also if they need additional resources to help continue towards their graduation.
You can find out how to get more information about the Veterans Day activities at Northern Kentucky University on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dave Maris, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Matt.